Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in on Live and Local Saturdays, Dusty Likens, Nick Price. This is Out of Bounds. Fun day inside, maybe not so much outside. Torrential downpour, it looks like. It's just
starting
to
look a little bit better, which means that in 5 minutes it's going to look terrible.
Yeah, it makes me think that it's like the eye of the storm, like in the movie The Perfect Storm that you haven't seen with George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg.
I've heard of the eye of the storm thing before, though.
Yeah, where it looks nice and then behind it's just like another knuckle sandwich in the face of like death.
You ever watch Rocket Power?
Well, yeah, when I was seven.
Yeah, you remember that episode where they go surfing in the... No?
Yeah, I do.
When they go surfing in the hurricane, and it's like the eye of the storm, and they're like, hey, we're good now, and then they go out there, and it's terrible.
I also saw somewhere they're bringing back Rocko's Modern Life to Netflix.
Interesting.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I don't know why Netflix doesn't do that, like why they haven't gotten with like Nickelodeon or something like that and just brought back like all those shows, because I would literally spend weeks watching Hey Arnold and Rugrats all over.
Yeah.
Like, not all grown-up Rugrats and not when Dill Pickle gets in there, but, like, the original OG, Tommy, Chucky, Lil, and Phil, Angelica.
Terrible parents, by the way. If we're talking about terrible parents like we were last week, talking about, like, bad mothers in fictional,
Stu and Dee Dee?
Their kids were just out running amok all the time, and they had no idea. They needed
Tommy
a new playpen.
Tommy was clever, though, man.
They needed a new playpen, though, man.
Yeah, but he had the screwdriver that he knew how to use. Again, 610 Sports Radio, live and local. Bad weather today. If you ever need any updates on weather, be sure to check in with 98.1 KMBZ, as they are a sister station of ours, and they will keep you updated when it comes to weather. Something that hasn't been kind of a downpour or anything like that was Twitter this week, as you had the Dwayne Bowe one-day contract, which got people thinking, well, what if Mahomes had Dwayne Bowe, and what if Dwayne Bowe had Patrick Mahomes? What would they be differently? I don't know. He had 14 touchdowns or 15 total touchdowns with Matt Castle. So if that tells you anything, you could probably answer that yourself. Also this week on Twitter, they brought back an old school retro video, which I'm always great and always loving when it comes to like retro videos. And they brought one back of a skills competition with quarterbacks to see how far they could throw the ball.
That doesn't look too shabby.
That looks pretty good to me.
Looks like 73. Cordell Stewart
had a hard time getting that first ball in the grid to make it count so he can let the second one go. This year, he finally gets it in play. Harbaugh worries about this competition, the long-distance throw. He gets everything into it.
Beautiful ball, yeah.
Jim's excited.
That's good for me.
Yeah.
That's good for me.
Doesn't excite anybody else. He doesn't take it too seriously.
He's looking for at least 74 yards to grab the lead, and that one looks good.
Got a lot of spin on it. And it is long.
He may have his 74.
74 yards by Brett Favre.
I feel like Patrick Mahomes, who is very up to date when it comes to social media, watched that and laughed.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I've seen highlights of Mahomes throwing it 85 yards.
So in that video, you get Brett Favre, for some godforsaken reason, Jim Harbaugh, Steve McNair, RIP, is in that video as well, Drew Bledsoe, and I believe there's one more, Cordell Stewart. That's who starts it off. And basically what they're doing, if you haven't seen this and you haven't or you don't have Twitter, if you do, follow Nick Price at Nick Price KC or at Dusty Likens as well on Twitter if you want. But what's funny about that video is they're literally just standing in the middle of the lines on the field, and they're throwing the football as far as they possibly can. And it shows that Brett Favre, it looks like Brett Favre wins or at least takes the lead with a 74-yard toss. And it got me thinking. The Pro Bowl sucks. It's not fun.
No.
I don't care about dodgeball because that's literally the most exciting thing that they have right now in the Pro Bowl is the dodgeball competition.
And why are they playing dodgeball?
Yeah, because it's entertaining to see athletes throw the ball, but like it's not really anybody that you care about.
And it's not football.
Like the most exciting part of dodgeball was when I believe Juice Landry won it 2 years ago when he was like one guy versus like three or four and he caught whatever.
How about Alex Smith throwing the ball away in dodgeball too?
Oof, that was tough. I mean, I'd take it easy on Alex Smith. That guy had like a brutal knee surgery.
Yeah, no.
But it made me think. So Mahomes is clearly the front runner in that competition. Who are the other guys that you'd like to see compete when you look at the guys that also competed? Mahomes is basically the Favre in that competition.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you could put Drew Brees in there, and he'd be a lot like Bledsoe, the kind of vet guy that's kind of always known to have a strong arm, that's competitive, that would be kind of a quarterback that you'd like to see. I believe Aaron Rodgers should be in that competition.
Absolutely.
Deshaun Watson should be in that competition. And then maybe you could throw Josh Allen in there, because Josh Allen, to me, kind of fits the Jim Harbaugh narrative of Jim Harbaugh was a quarterback. He went to the playoffs. He obviously broke Chiefs fans' hearts 1 year in 1994. And it makes you think, like, okay, Josh Allen, you ran a lot last year. Let's see what you can do with your arm. So 69306, the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. Who would you want to see in a competition go up against Patrick Mahomes? Obviously, Mahomes is going to throw the ball like 80 to 85 yards. And quite honestly, I always see on the pregames, on the Twitter feed, somebody said Flacco. That's a good one, too. You see Patrick Mahomes always like throw the ball really far, like one time. You remember that watching Chiefs football last year, and you look at their Twitter feed, and before the game would start, you would see like Mahomes just like gear up and chuck it.
And it looks like it's going out into the parking lot.
And I'm dead serious when I say this. I really think that if Patrick Mahomes stood on one end zone, he could throw it to literally the other end zone.
I think so.
Rough guess, 100 yards, but maybe 100 plus, which means he's throwing the ball 25 to 26 yards further than these cats were doing it probably back in 1997 to 1998, 99 era when they had that. That's a skills competition I'd like to see. I don't need to see quarterbacks hitting targets going around the air. I don't need to see quarterbacks trying to throw it like small targets to see precision. I want to see the big boys show off the big arms and really throw it 80 to 85 yards, because I think Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers might be the top three when it comes to that.
Well, yeah, and this whole kind of like long throw competition got a little reboot earlier this year. I think it was last month or so that it was coming out of Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen. Who can throw the ball farther? They even got odds out there. It's Josh Allen at -150 and Patrick Mahomes at +110. I'd take Mahomes all day.
Come on.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of interesting. In a sport that is the number one leading watch sport in the United States, but it has the worst all-star game.
And you got to find ways to juice this thing up around the outside of the actual Pro Bowl game, because obviously with a sport that causes so many injuries and such a toll on your body and everything, you're not going to get guys going all out. Like, the game itself is not going to be the premier highlight that you want to, like, spotlight for this.
No. I mean, you watch the NBA All-Star game. Yeah, it's fun. A lot of people trash it because it's like, oh, there's no defense, which there really isn't, because you're just watching guys score at will. But the other thing that's funny about that is, like, you watch for the three-point competition, you watch for the dunk competition, and you watch for the skills competition.
It's an event that you want to see.
And when you watch this, and you see guys throw the ball 80 to 85 yards. Literally, go out to a football field sometime when you just got a wild hair and take a football with you and literally try to throw it as far as you possibly can without burning your arm off. You won't throw it further than 40 yards.
No.
Maybe you will if you're like a college quarterback and you play the sport. Like, I would love to do that with everybody here at the station to see who could throw the ball the furthest. Now, I know we did the whole like NFL combine type of thing. But it'd be interesting to see who could throw the football the furthest at 610 Sports Radio.
Maybe we make our own skills competition.
That's interesting. We have little notes on our boss's board that says, give me ideas that could be funny. That's something that'd be funny. I think it'd be awesome to see Patrick Mahomes literally throw a football and bring up that video and be like, 74, that's laughable. Something that's not laughable is the fact that your old Chiefs players that you watched, and I say old, I mean young old, like the Chiefs players that you used to watch, like Justin Houston, D. Ford, boy, they got replaced, and they got replaced fast.
Out of Bounds with Dusty Likens and Nick Price. 610 Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.